There is a there's a joke that it's not a joke, it's a story. It's a true story that they asked the Panovich Rav that Rav Yosef Shlomo Kahneman in the early days of the state, do you say halal on Yom HaSmut? So he said, I say halal? No, Shalom. Oh, great. So he says I should say halal. So he says I should say halal. What are you talking about? I celebrate Yom HaSmut the same way Ben Gurion does. I celebrate Yom HaSmut the same way Ben Gurion does. So he said, what do you mean? You and Ben Gurion celebrate Yom HaSmut the same way? He said, what are you talking about? Ben Gurion doesn't say halal, doesn't say tachanun. I don't say halal, and I don't say tachanun. We celebrate the same way. So that's what the Panovich Rav said. So let's talk about tonight. He does, to this day. Every Yom HaSmut they fly an Israeli flag over Panovich. That was the picture in the email. The picture in the email that I sent out was a picture of the Israeli flag over Panovich. Every year, because Rav Kahneman had Hakaras HaTov to the state. So let's talk about, we're not going to talk about halal on Yom HaSmut, that's a discussion another time. Let's just talk about tachanun, to say or to not say tachanun on Yom HaSmut. Before we do that, let's just talk about days of the year we don't say tachanun in general, and see if we can find a theme or what is the reasoning behind those days. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Tes, says we don't say tachanun Rosh Chodesh. That's the only Gemara that talks about tachanun and when we don't say it, and it says we don't say tachanun on Rosh Chodesh. That's all we know. So the Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah in Parakeh extends this, and he says that we don't say tachanun on Shabbos, we don't say it on Yontif, we don't say it on Rosh Hashanah, we don't say it on Rosh Chodesh, we don't say it on Chanukah, we don't say Purim, Mincha Erev Shabbos, and Mincha Erev Yontif. That's what the Rambam says. And the Beis Yosef brings the Shiboli HaLeket. Shiboli HaLeket is one of the great Rishonim, and the Shiboli HaLeket is actually the source of everything else we're going to say right now about tachanun and different days. He brings this whole discussion, and he says the reason why we don't say tachanun on Rosh Chodesh is because the Gemara at the end of Moed Katan and the Gemara in the middle of Tainus refers to Rosh Chodesh as a Moed. So since it's a Moed, we wouldn't say Tachanun on those days. And since all of the Moedim are connected, we don't say Tachanun on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and the Tshuvas Rivar says there was a minhag in the times of the Gonim to say Tachanun Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but that clearly does not exist nowadays. What's the idea behind all this? Tachanun is about supplication and our pain before Hashem and Rebbeis Tzara, and it refers to the tragedy of man in front of Hashem and how difficult it is we ask Hashem for mercy. Tachanun does not in line with the day of Simcha. It's not in line with the day of rejoicing, a day of extra happiness. And therefore, on days where there's extra happiness, extra celebration, Tachanun is removed. That's the theory behind this. Shiboleh HaLeket says we say Tachanun Erev Rosh Hashanah, but the Torah says the minhag in Ashkenaz is not say Tachanun Erev Rosh Hashanah, and that's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. We don't say Tachanun Erev Rosh Hashanah. Shabbat Aleka then says we don't say Tachanun Erev Yom Kippur. This is cited by the Beis Yosef as well. Shabbat Aleka then says we don't say Tachanun between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Right, those 4 or 5 days in between don't say Tachanun. Why? So the Shabbat Aleka says because the Gemara Moed Katan Daf Tes says this is the period when the Beis Hamikdash was completed, and in celebration of the completion of the Beis Hamikdash during that time period before Sukkot, we don't say Tachanun. And this is the Shita of Hagos Maimoni and the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah as well. The Levush says we don't say Tachanun between Yom Kippur and Sukkot because during this period Hashem doesn't begin to calculate our Averos until the first day of Sukkot. And therefore it's kind of like a get out of jail free card during those 5 days. We're extra happy, so we don't say Tachanun. The Ghost Maimoni says we don't say Tachanun on the days after Sukkot because it's Isru Chag when they could bring Korbanos to the Beis HaMikdash and the Chag could still be eaten. And the Gemara in Sukkot treats the days after Sukkot as a Yontif as well. The Shari Knesset HaGadol, Reb Chaim Ben Avista, says not to say Tachanun for the rest of Tishrei after Sukkot as well. And he explains, since most of the days, 16 of the days in Tishrei are holy, we don't say Tachanun, therefore we follow the rove of the month. Since most of the month is super happy, so we kind of schlep the rest of Tishrei along, and that's why you don't say Tachanun the rest of the month. Even though in Eretz Yisrael, it's only 15 days of Yontif, and therefore technically not the majority, it is half. So since it's half, we push it over into the majority, and that's why they don't say Tachanun there as well. And Rav Ephraim Greenblatt writes in the Rosh Ephraim that the meaning of the Chazon Ish was to say Tachanun after Sukkot, and that's the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan Leish Avram. However, we're well aware that most Jewish shuls, Jewish communities, do not say Tachanun after Sukkot in the rest of the month. The Maharil writes that Shvat is the king of the month, so to speak, on the 15th of Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah for Ilanos, and the 15th of Shvat we don't say Tachanun, but in Worms and Mines they did say Tachanun. But, as we know, the only thing that the Shulchan Aruch has anything to say about Tu B'Shvat is that we don't say Tachanun. It has nothing about eating fruit, or making a Seder, or things like that. The only thing is about not saying Tachanun. And Rav Isaac of Turnau writes in the Sefer Menhagim that they did not say Tzidkascha on Shabbos Tu B'Shvat. This is cited the halacha by the Shulchan Aruch. And the Mishnah Berurah says, you don't say Tachanun and Mincha before Tu B'Shvat as well. Not everybody agrees to that, but the meaning is that we don't say Tachanun before Tu B'Shvat begins when it comes to that mincha. The Masachah Sofrim from the period of the Gaonim says we don't say Tachanun during all Chodesh Nisan, and that's cited by the Shibali Halakha. And he cites the Megillus Tainus that says we don't give Hespedim, we don't give eulogies in the month of Nisan. But he cites Rashi who says we don't follow the Megillus Tainus nowadays, and therefore you should say Tachanun during Chodesh Nisan. So in Rashi's base Medrash, they said Tachanun in Nisan. Comes the Ghost Maimoni on the Rambam, and he cites different minhagim of whether to not say Tachanun all of Nisan or only after Pesach. And the Shulchan Aruch says we don't say Tachanun all of Chodesh Nisan, and for other reasons, look in the Chazon Avadja. Avadja saves Sefer on Pesach. He has long, long discussion about what it is about Chodesh Nisan that's so besimcha that we would not say Tachanun. The Hagos, the Mari Kash on the tour, and the Shari Knesset Agdola, and many other Achronim say that we don't recite Tachanun on Pesach Sheni. The Aruch HaShulchan wonders why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't include Pesach Sheni. You open up a Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say to skip Tachanun on Pesach Sheni. The meaning of the Prima Gadim was to say Tachanun on Pesach Sheni. The Rav Ephraim Greenblatt says that the Chazanish said Tachanun on Pesach Sheni. The Binal Itim says that in Minhagei Chodesh Iyar that you should say Tachanun at Shachris but not at Mincha. And all other types of Sarm say you don't say Tachanun on Pesach Sheni. The Zeichel Migdash perhaps. And Rav Yisachar Shlomo Tachtal in the Mishnah Sechir says there was a minhag to not say Tachanun for the 7 days after Pesach Sheni. So, those are the different minhagim. That's pretty much the normal calendar. But I promise, if you open up Shulchan Aruch, it will not tell you what to do on Yom Asrot. So we have to figure out, what is the proper conduct when it comes to Tachanun on Hei'iyah? So, let's begin with those who skip Tachanun. Let's begin with those who don't skip Tachanun. I'll try to find some commonality, perhaps, in between. Rav Nevensal is quoted in his Sichos on Yom Kippur, and he says that in Kol Torah, his yeshiva, the yeshiva of his Rebbe, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, they did not say Hal on Yom Atzmaut, nor did they say Tachanun. As is the minhag of Ben-Gurion, no Halal, no Tachanun. That's what he did. And when Rav Shlomo Zalman was in Avel in 1956, he was the Shiach Sibor that year, and he skipped Tachanun himself in Yom Atzmaut as the Shiach Sibor, without a question, it was not recited. This was also the opinion of Yosef Kapach, leader of Yemenite Jewry in Eretz Yisrael, who felt that you need a special takana to recite Hallel, but you can express thanks to HaKadosh Baruch for Yom HaTzmaut by not saying Tachanun. In the Sefer from Menachem Kosher, HaTzkuf HaGedola, his major two-line work about the founding of the state and Geula and Ikvus of the Mashiach, he records that Rav Kahneman would skip Tachanun Yom HaTzmaut, and we know that already. And apparently, the Chaskel Sarna, the Rosh Yeshiva in Chevron, wanted to skip Tachanun in Chevron, but the Talmidim wouldn't let him. And they pushed back, and they said Tachanun in Chevron on Yom Asmot.
So the reason, it wasn't because it's a Moed, it's because of Hakaras
HaTorah. It's a day of extra Simcha. Okay. It's a day of extra Simcha, and that's how we recognize that this is a special day. The Rebbe of Chartikov skipped Tachanun on Yom Asmot, explaining that you can't say Tachanun when all Klal Yisrael b'Simcha. How can a person say Tachanun when the rest of all the Jewish people are besimcha? You can't do such a thing. The whole world is celebrating. Everybody's happy we have a state of Israel. How could you say Tachanun on such a day? What?
He didn't know
that. He said that's the minority. Oh. That's not the majority. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik said that if we don't say Tachanun on Tu B'Av, because the Haruge Beitar, those who were massacred in Beitar, were buried that day, and that's a day of great rejoicing, how can we say Tachanun on a day when those survivors who were almost buried were able to pick themselves up and to not be buried in Eretz Yisrael, but to rebuild Eretz Yisrael? It's almost the opposite. If we don't say Tachanun for Tu B'Av, and that's about burying people, this is a day of rebuilding, of taking back our country and having a land for Jewish people. How can you say Tachanun on such a day? The Boston Rebbe would not say Tachanun in his base medrash in Har Nof, because Hei'iyar is the day when the Jewish people were given freedom to come and live in Eretz Yisrael. And that was enough of a reason for him to skip Tachanun. However, I think we can imagine most Haredi institutions do not acknowledge Yom HaSmut by skipping Tachlin. They don't have blue and white cookies. They don't do things like that. And there's no mention in their Siddurim, their Takanos Beis HaKnesses, their Luachos HaShana. Rav Meir Mazuz, one of the great Sephardi Gedolim, writes in the Shuvas Makor Ne'aman that if a person was davening in a minyan that doesn't say Tachlin Yom HaSmut, they should say to themselves, Pitzina, quietly. You should quietly say Tachlin by yourself or say it after davening. What is the practice of Rav Avadya Yosef? The practice of Rav Avadya Yosef is one of the most confusing sugyas of his personal minhagim. So I'm going to read, you have in front of you, I'm going to read from the Sefer Orchos Maran, Chelek Aleph, page Shin Ayin He. This is written by his son, Rav David Yosef. So I would assume this is a very reliable source. His son, who spoke with his father every single day, who spoke with him in learning, knew his father's practices. So he records, Mitchila, originally, my father would say vidui, because Sephardim say vidui after Shmoneh Esrei, and Tachnun on the 5th of Iyar. Kedarka b'chayim asar shana, no different than any other day of the year. Umishnas tafshin lamed. But in 1970, kashe agar b'Tel Aviv, when he lived in Tel Aviv, hiniach lehem shiyomru halal b'li bracha. He allowed them in his shul to say halal without a bracha. Derech Kriya, because it's just a recitation. They're just saying psukim. Achar siyamat tefillah, only after davening. V'amar li, and he said, shetamo bezek im yomar lehem shalo yomar hal klal. If he told them not to say hal, and Rav Avadya Yosef was very much against saying hal. He has a tshuva in Yavi Omer Chel Gvav, where he very, very staunchly stands against saying halal. Lo yishmu lo chelek matzivah. I know that my congregation is not going to listen to me. V'yavo lomar hal bebrachos. And not only are they going to say halal, they're going to go and push back and say halal with a bracha. Ukedei lahatzilam mi isra brachas levatala shu isra chamor. In order to save them from saying a bracha levatala, and Rav Avadya Yosef was very makkah, this is isra d'oraisa, and very severe. Lachein aniach lahem lomar halal bli brachos, he allowed them to say halal without a bracha. Sheinu ela amiras pesukim ba'alma, it's just saying verses. Umikol makom lo haniach lahem lomro ela achar siyam kol tefillah, but it had to be after davening. Below be emsa tefillah mipnei chashash hefsek, not in the middle of davening, because it might be a hefsek, a break in the davening. Ula achar mikan mishnas tafshin mem gimel vahala. But starting from 1983, hora veveis haknesset shalom, when his shul, he said, shal yomru lo hal velo vidui mifinah sepayim. He said, we don't say anything. No halal, no vidui, no tachnan. He said, nevertheless, Rav Avadya Yosef was a sandik for a bris milah every single day. So the point was pretty much irrelevant, because every single day there was a bris milah. So he never said tachnun anyway. But in 1986, kishakamti b'siyata d'shmayas beis hamedesh yichav adas, when Rav David Yosef started his kol al yichav adas, she'altziv ketzal nog v'azeh, what should I do in my own shul? Amar lo, shim evshar hadavar below la'ora machlokas. He said, if it is possible for you to get away without starting a fight, yom ruvidui nefilas sapayim v'tavo aleim bracha. You should say tachnun, you should say vidui, and that would be the proper thing to do. V'kach nehagenu al piv b'meshach kol shem. This is how we practice in my base medrash yichav adas for all of these years. No halal, definitely no halal, because Rav Avadya felt that was asur. And they would say tachnun. Now, if you look in other Svarim that quote Minhagim, the Sefer Minhagei Rishon Lezion and Chelek Beis, other Svarim that quote Minhagim, it says that he didn't say Tachan Yom Atzmot. But what we see from David Yosef is that yes, perhaps he did not say Tachan, but really he preferred to say Tachan Yom Atzmot, but he didn't want to cause a machlokas, didn't want it to become a political thing, and therefore he instructed, he himself didn't say it, but he said if you're starting your own basement, it's your own shul, he felt one should say Tachan. Now sometimes there's a chasan in shul, or a bris in shul, and it comes out on the 5th of Iyar, on Yom HaTzmut. And technically, tachnun should be skipped. So it would seem that tachnun should be skipped even if you're a shul, or a beis medrash, that says tachnun on Yom HaTzmut. So what do you do in such a case? Do you stand and make a principle that we're going to say tachnun anyway, because we don't want it to look like that we're saying this is a special day? Or do you ignore the fact and go along with the simcha of the bris milah? The Chazon Ish was against any formal celebration of Yom HaTzmut, was careful in his beis medrash to say Tachlin Yom HaTzmut. Look over here in the Sefer Per Hador. This is the major biography, the five-volume biography of the Chazon Ish. Af hutzivah lahachrus beis midrasho, b'yom he'iyar shnas toshin yinal, in 1951, ki ein omrim hayom tachlin meglal, sandakos shnisklad beba. They skipped Tachanun in the Chazon Ish Shul on Heiyar, but he made sure they clapped and announced, we're skipping Tachanun today because the Chazon Ish was the Sandik. That's why. You shouldn't think it's because of the date on the calendar. Kedei shelo laseis makom latos, so people should not make such a mistake. V'ilu b'shnas chayav ha'achron, his last year, on the 5th of Iyar, Tavshin Yigibel, 1953, he was sandik three times that day. Tziva b'chozos lomar tachanun beis medrasho. He said we're going to say tachanun in the space medrash. V'hizbir sh'os ha'zos kadei lahotzi melibam shel tzedukim, to remove from the thought of those who he felt were having heretical ideas. B'shelo yeid man dehu b'asid ki b'beis medrasho lo'amru tachanun. No one should say that in the base medrash of the Chazon Ish, they skipped Tachanun on the 5th of Iyar, v'ya'alim es ha'siva shel bris milah, and they would not remember the reason was because of the bris milah. The Rechaim Kanievsky in the Maisa Ish records the same episode as well. Rav Sriya Dabliski, who was a Talmud of the Chazon Ish, and Big Makobel and a Posek in B'nai Brak. So he writes in the Sefer V'zarach HaShemesh, which is the Luach, which is collects the Minhagim of his personal Vasikin Minyan. He had a very respected and well-attended Vasikin Minyan in B'nai Brak. So there, it's like it's the Luach, it's all the things they did through the year in his base medrash. So he writes that in his Minyan, they say Tachanun even if there's a bris in Shul that day. And his source is the Gemara Chagiga Daf Yad Zayin. The Gemara says that if the day of the Shechting, of the Korban Chagiga, for Shavuos is to fall out on Sunday, right? Shavuos falls out on, Shavuos will come out on Shabbos, according to that Shita, and the day you shecht it would be on Sunday following Shavuos. So the Gemara says, Ein Kohen Gadol Mislabesh Bekelev. On that day, the Kohen Gadol does not put on his, you know, fancy outfit. He wears his weekday outfits. Umutarin behesped of Tainus, and it's mutzar on that day to give hespedim and to fast. Shalulakayim divrei ha'omrim, so as not to give support to those tzedukim who said atzeres achar hashabbos. Because what did the tzedukim say? Because it says that everything is mimacharas hashabbos, right? So that means Shavuos, according to the tzedukim, always comes out on Sunday, right? Because it's always mimacharas hashabbos, the day after Shabbos. And if we turn that day into a yontif, the tzedukim are going to say, ah, look, we see that in the Beis HaMikdash, this is a yontif, they're observing this Sunday after this Sunday that's falling after Shavuos, that's the real day of Shavuos. So says Rav Sriya Dablitsky, if we want to make a statement about something that's a heretical idea in Judaism, we can alter the minhagim of the day. I can say Tachanun, even though the minhag is to not say Tachanun, in order to make a statement about what I think is the proper Torah view. Okay? In the Letterman Beis Medrash in Bnei Brak, they follow the sheets of the Chazon Ish, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, as we've heard much about the Letterman Beis Medrash, Rav Chaim Kanievsky's davening Letterman Beis Medrash, has instructed the shul to follow the Chazon Ish and to say Tachanun Yom Ha'atzmaut, even if there's a bris in shul that day. But apparently later, Rav Chaim changed his policy and said that there's a simchan shul that should skip Tachanun, and regardless of the fact that it's the 5th of Iyar. The reason explains the different Talmud and Rav Chaim Kanievsky is that Yom HaTzmaut has become less popular in the Haredi community. Perhaps in the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, everyone was enraptured with the founding of the state. It was a bigger deal in the Haredi community. But now there's, unfortunately, such a divide that it's not really thought about so much in a large segment of that community. And therefore, there was less of a concern, according to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that saying Tachanun would be thought of, or not saying Tachanun, would be thought of being connected to the 5th of Iyar. Let's talk about Rav Moshe Feinstein. Let's turn to America now. What does Rav Moshe say? It's not in Negros Moshe, in none of the volumes. However, it is in the Mesoras Moshe, which is the collections of the Minhagim and the personal things that the Rav Mordechai Tendler saw by his grandfather and through his notebooks. So this is in the Mesoras Moshe, Chelek Aleph, from page Lamed Vav. Im hayaba chasen yeshiva yom atzmut. If there was a chasen yeshiva on the 5th of Iyar, lo hayna omrim tachanun, we would not say tachanun. He was not concerned about how it would appear. So the people think it's because it's Yom HaTzmaut. You don't push aside a din, a law, because of what people might think about your political views. According to Rav Moshe, Maris Ayin doesn't stand in the way of the din of not saying Tachanun. And this approach seems to fit with other statements of Rav Moshe. It says later on page Tav Kuf Lamed Aleph, Mishu shall Rabbeinu Yafama Sha'izi Yeshiva no sayin Chofesh Lechvod Yom HaTzmaut. whether it was a day school, some yeshiva somewhere, who gave off on the 5th of Iyar. V'amar Rabbeinu shim smeichem ba'os hayom, nu, if they're happy on that day, great, well, good for them. Avamash shayich machmas ken legor bitl Torah. But why? Because you're happy on that day, shall lead to bitl Torah. Ein levatl Torah b'shvil simcha v'hodala kadosh baruch hu. Says Rav Moshe, I agree, you should have simcha v'hodala to kadosh baruch hu. But why is the response to thanking Hashem not having yeshiva? The response to thanking Hashem should be more Torah, learning Torah. Rav Moshe didn't understand why you'd give off if that was a happy day. Regarding the expression of Barech es Medinas Yisrael Reishis Simichas Kulaseinu, so a few pages later it says, Isha Chacha, one man asked, Sha'ach Shav HaBeis HaKnesses Shalo, Shisham Hu Gabai, in his shul where he's the Gabai, they want, in his shul, wrote some Lomar HaTzfilu Shlom HaMedina, B'chol Shabbos Mevarchem. They should want to say it every Shabbos Mevarchem. I never heard of such a thing, only say it Shabbos Mevarchem, but they wanted to say it just on that day. B'sham Kosov HaLashon, and it says in the Tefillah, Reishis Tzmichas Kuloseinu, it is the beginning of the flowering of the redemption. Heim Nachon Kach Lagid, is that appropriate to say? V'heishiv Rabbeinu. So Rav Moshe said, Mashayach li lagid bazeh. What do I have to say about this? Li adu ali ma kavanasam. I don't know what their intentions are. Im mevinim v'yodim shemashiach lo ba. If they understand, and they know that Mashiach has not come, rak sovim shezeo shemahadvarim shetshichim nekros, and they think this is something that they need to read, nu, im yesh lehem makor, if they have a source, yesh lehem, they have one. V'ein li adi bazeh. Says Rav Moshe, I'm not getting involved in these things. If they want to say good, they don't want to say it, fine. From the answer of Moshe, it's clear that he did not object to the recitation of a tefillah for the shalom of the state of Israel. He saw nothing wrong. Moshe found nothing wrong with it. He didn't see anything particularly right with it, but he didn't see anything wrong with it. So, let's... That line. That line. But that line is the whole thing. That line is the most controversial part. I think Rabbi Lam wanted people to say, Shitiyah Reishis Musul HaSeinu, that it should be the beginning of the flower. Now, we don't know for sure. We're not in the view. We don't know what it will be. Who wrote that tefillah is a big, big controversy. There's actually a book that was published a few years ago about this. It's Rav Herzog. There used to be that they thought it was, who's the poet who won the Nobel Prize?
Agnon?
Yeah, they thought it was Shai Agnon. But maybe they think it was probably Rav Herzog, and Shai Agnon maybe like, you know, dressed up a little bit, but Rav Herzog is likely the one who wrote it. What does Rabbi Soloveitchik say about all of this? Obviously, we can't ignore this topic. We can't ignore Rabbi Soloveitchik's thinking here. So the only place we really have a statement about Tachanun is from a very interesting book called The Rav Thinking Aloud by Rabbi Holzer. And there, on page 210, he says as well. Now, before we read this, we have to understand the context of everything else. Rav Shechter writes about this in Nevesh HaRav, in other Sfarim as well. Rabbi Soloveitchik was against ceremonies, of making ceremonies the shame, things that you thought were important. He was not a fan of, like, tefillah chagigit, of saying haftorahs and yom ha'atzmaut, and saying, you know, kabbalah shavas and yom ha'atzmaut, all these things you find, like, in the Rina Yisrael Siddur and things like that. He felt it's against halacha. We don't make up ceremonies because this is the way we feel. Hallel, you know, he felt at the end of davening, it shouldn't be a hafsek in davening, you know, that there's a place for that. So he asked him, Rabbi Holzer asked him, and what about tachanun? So he said, Tachanun I'll forego. I don't see why Tachanun is made a patriotic duty. I don't see why you shouldn't say Tachanun. For my part, you could say Tachanun, but Tachanun and Halal are not mutually exclusive. So Rabbi Holzer explains what he means. Tachanun and Halal on Yom HaTzmaut, when the Halal is not being said as Halal Shel Chova, but rather as Kriya Biksuvim, I'm saying Psukim, in instances where Halal is said as an obligation, it is mutually exclusive with Tachanun though. It has nothing to do with each other. Meaning, when Halal has to be said, then you can't say Tachanun. But if you're saying Halal because you want to praise Hashem, and it's not a chiyuv to say Halal, then there's no connection to whether you say Tachanun or not. So Rabbi Soloveitchik had no particular issue with saying Tachanun. It didn't feel that it was a reason not to say Tachanun. So that's how we come out at the end of the day. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim, certainly. And each shul will follow their own particular minhag. It seems to be a very easy way to acknowledge the day. It doesn't seem to, and it makes everybody happy. So nobody's complaining in most shuls that they're skipping Tachanun. But let's just talk about two issues that do come up. The first is, what do you do when the chief rabbinate makes the observance of Yom HaSmut not on the 5th Iyar. Statistically, we rarely celebrate Yom HaSmut on the 5th Iyar, because the way the calendar works out, it's always on a Friday, the Shabbos, or a Sunday, and it gets pushed off to Thursday or to Monday. So what do we say in those cases? The policy of the Rabbanut is that the minhag to not say tachan on Yom HaSmut should be observed on the 5th Iyar, regardless. The davening aspects, the celebrations are pushed off, but the policy of the chief rabbi of Israel is that whatever tefillos are going to say, halal, noal, with a bracha, in the middle, at the end, whatever you want, or tachan, or yes tachan, or no tachan, that is all done on the 5th of Iyar, regardless of when the celebrations are happening in other places. The change in the date is only relevant to the various events, not regarding the tefillos. Rav Yaakov Ariel, the Rav of Ramah Gan, he writes in Ola Shel Torah, he also assumes tachan is emitted on the 5th of Iyar. Regardless of what it says on your calendar, that is the day of celebration when it comes to our tefillos. Similar, he says, to Tisha B'Av that falls on Shabbos. Even though we postpone the fast till Sunday, the day is still Tisha B'Av with regards to certain halachos, even though the nihug of that day is pushed off to another day. Rosh Shlomo Aviner in the Tshuva Sheir Shlomo says the same thing. That's point number one. Number two is, what about Erev Yom HaSmut? Do you skip it at Mincha before? Is that also appropriate? So the Aviner says that it's proper to recite Tachanun at Mincha on Erev Yom HaSmut, as the chief rabbi says that the day is also Yom HaZikaron, and it would be inappropriate to skip Tachanun on Yom HaZikaron, which is certainly a day of mourning. In addition, there's no Kedushas HaYom, technically. So the reason why we generally skip Tachanun the day before is because the Kedushas HaYom extends into the previous day. But Yom HaSmut does not really have a Kedushas HaYom like other days mandated from the Torah, Dinei Derabanan, and therefore there would be no reason to say Tachanun on that day before. Good? Okay.
What do we do here? What do we do here?